Number 23. The war had begun, and George had joined the Air Force. He wanted to be a pilot, and after some months, he managed to get to the Air Force training school, where they taught pilots to fly. There, the first thing that new students had to do was to be taken up in a plane by an experienced pilot to give them some idea of what it felt like. Even those who traveled as passengers in commercial airline planes before found it strange to be in the cockpit of a small fighter plane, and most of the new students felt nervous. The officer, who had to take the students up for their first flight, allowed them to fly the plane for a few seconds, if they wanted to, and if they were not too frightened to try. But he was always ready to take over as soon as the plane started to do dangerous things. George was one of those who took over the controls of the plane when he went up in it for the first time. And after the officer had taken them from him again, George thought that he'd better ask a few questions to show how interested he was and how much he wanted to learn to fly. There were a number of instruments in front of him, so he chose one and asked the officer what it was. The officer looked at him strangely for a moment and then answered, "That is the clock."
One. What did George want to be? Two. Where did he manage to get to after some months? Three. What was the first thing that new students had to do? Four. What was the reason for taking new students up in a plane? Five. When did most of the new students feel nervous? Six. What did the officer allow the students to do? Seven. When was he always ready to take over? Eight. What did George do when he went up in the plane for the first time? Nine. Why did George ask the officer a question? Ten. How did the officer understand that George was really nervous?